to another episode of Ism Radio. We're live right now. Glad to have you guys tuning in. And I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq. And over here we have Miss Bree. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's up?
Are you feeling better since last week?
I am. And you can still hear it in my voice a little bit.
A little bit.
I'm feeling a lot better.
Good, good, good. And over here we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm good.
Okay, that was real dry. That was dry as shit.
I'm fake good.
You fake good. Shit.
I'm good.
Trying to get some energy. I mean, my banana and a fake little coffee.
Yeah, bananas give you energy?
Yeah, potassium.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That's why monkeys are hype.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look at Layla. Dropping knowledge on y'all ass early.
Like a little old Negro Jane Goodall dropping the knowledge. Okay. Man, yes. So how's everybody doing? We're here. We're ready to chop it up. Hold on. I hear something.
Where is that? Echo?
Okay, hold on. Is that me? Is it me?
He's blaming you, Bree. You know how you
he did look dead over here.
He always blame you.
I know. I always blame y'all asses. Okay.
I'm sitting fucked up.
Okay, here. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from here? Hold on. It might be coming. There you go. All right.
Your phone?
On my phone. Shit.
Really?
All right. Damn. I'm like, I always get ready to reprimand their asses, and it be me.
It's the fumes, y'all.
Lord.
It's the fire fumes.
Yes,
all toxic. Yeah,
man, we out here dealing with this fire.
They said it's toxic in the air.
Yeah. One of the nuclear plants burned down.
Oh, it did?
Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
A nuclear plant burnt down, and whatever burned in the nuclear plant is supposed to be in the air, and it's supposed to be toxic.
God damn. So you going to see bitches out here with three titties and shit? God damn.
I do feel kind of pass out-ish right now.
Yeah, this
you kind of got that vibe a little bit.
No, yeah. I really feel weird. I swear to God. I don't know because I haven't really eaten today, but that's what I'm trying to eat, this banana.
Yeah.
Could be a mixture of that. Could be a mixture of the toxins. Could be a mixture of everything, y'all.
The weed?
No, I don't smoke. No mo.
You don't?
No. Oh, I dropped my banana.
Layla dropping.
I don't like other dropping Layla food. Quit she lying she up she in bring, church.
I know. That was that was the Lord striking her banana down for lying.
It's a roach.
We got little water bugs running in and out here. Fatima don't be killing them for shit. Fatima, it be bugs in here. Fatima, call me.
What's she gonna do?
Oh my God.
Okay, I got the trash.
Oh, you got everything good over there, Layla.
I'm good.
Layla
I'm
got
good.
Shit
okay,
ruffling, paper ruffling. God,
I'm good,
damn.
Y'all. I'm working on it.
All right, so we're here. We're making it do what it do. Don't forget, go to Ism Radio to get the Ism Angels lookbook if you don't have it, to see these lovely ladies doing their thing. Ladies and gentlemen, shout out to everybody in the chat room.
Shout out to Raven Underwood. She actually hit me up in my DMs and she was like, could you tell Bree that you and her are my best friends in my head? She was like, I'm going to she's going to your show in Atlanta.
Oh, good.
And she was like, I really want to meet you and Bree. And I was like, I don't know if we're coming.
I'm just joking.
I'll come support if I can.
Yeah, shout out to Raven Underwood.
She going.
Yes, indeed. So let's see what's going on out here in the streets. Bree, what's happening out here, dear?
Your favorite couple is back in the news.
And who is
Who's
that?
America's favorite couple right now?
Is it Will and Jada? Shit.
What?
I know.
Kim and Kanye? What are y'all talking about?
My damn favorite couple.
So, they finna be your favorite couple after I tell you what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, I doubt it.
They reportedly saved multiple homes from burning down in the big fire that we just had because they hired private firefighters.
Oh, that's all right.
What the hell do you hire
private firefighters?
This is what I was like. What pay grade are they on?
I know.
Right.
They probably got some Mexican day laborers with water hoses and shit.
I heard they were like, fire. Caliente is high. It is high.
That's what they did.
Why you always got to use that voice?
You do sound pretty good, though. You do sound.
Oh, my God. Shout out to them, though. Did y'all see? I saw a video of Kanye dancing at Trump. Did you see that shit? That nigga dance move. That nigga was like.
Somebody said he was fighting, trying to get from trying to get out
from
the
sunken place.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen no dance like that before.
Yeah, I seen it.
Jesus.
But when I see Kanye now, it's hard for me to watch him, so yeah. I turn kind of quickly. He just like,
it was like a coon Tourette's.
Yeah. It did hurt watching it a little bit. Like, you didn't really want to look at it.
Man.
He hurts.
Oh, my God.
My eyes.
Did you guys see that video of Jill Scott?
Yes, air sucking.
No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, my God.
I heard about it. Okay. She was sucking
the thing or something? She was airhead on stage.
We know you've seen it, Tariq.
Yeah, I saw it.
She gives airhead a new name.
Yeah, I mean, Jill got the skills.
I didn't see it, so I need to know. So she did an airhead job?
Yeah, on the microphone, mic. Yeah.
It was, she put her mouth in the mic?
Well, looked like she
Layla, air.
No, how you going to give a good airhead? How could you tell? I have to see that.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody close their eyes.
Yeah.
Jill, look, he's talking about yeah.
I gotta go watch it. I heard about it. I didn't
like every man
though.
Pictured themselves standing that tall.
Man,
was she like on her knees or something?
No. She was standing up. No. She was standing up. You gotta see it. She was standing up.
Standing up, giving head.
Yeah, but Jill has the skills.
Jill's
got the skills.
She just got a whole bunch of new followers.
Yes, she did. The album sales shot up. Shit.
She always had that type of music, though, already. Like, what did they expect?
Yeah.
It was so gross.
Yeah, they think because, you know, she has that herbal tea look. Yeah. You know, them herbal tea girls be gobbling.
No,
they
are
the nastiest ones.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Look at Erykah Badu. Shit, Erykah Badu.
She's freaky.
Yeah, Erykah, she did that video. She was naked. You see that video?
Yeah, I think she was being an artist.
Oh, well, shit.
You calling her freaky.
Hey.
She turned all her little dudes out, though.
Yeah, she be turning niggas out. Niggas be dressing funny after they fuck with her. Motherfucker be dressed like Pinocchio and shit. Wooden shoes. You fuck her. Nigga don't know what he about to do. Shit. She be turning niggas out.
They do be going weird,
niggas
though,
be dressing mad weird after they fuck with some damn Erykah Badu.
Yeah, big ass wigs and all that shit.
Nigga walk around in a bib and a fur coat and shit. Like, what kind of style did this fuck into you, nigga?
Yeah, they do.
And Erykah got a badass body, though.
She does.
Her body, she had, damn, she got that fine ass body up under that shit. So, man, you know, she's probably drinking them green drinks and sea moss, so that pussy got all types of juices and shit on it. So,
yeah, sea moss is good for you.
Yeah.
Sea moss is good for your vagina?
For your body.
For your body.
Oh,
for
I'm
your
like,
body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. Gotta get into it, Layla.
I thought kale. I just do the kale.
Oh, okay.
That's been working out good for me.
Man.
I'm joking.
So, Layla, what's in the news over there, Miss Kale lady?
Okay. So, let's see. Jaden Smith. Did y'all hear about him?
Yeah.
Now, this pissed me off.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why, but go ahead. Tell the story.
No, okay. So, Jaden Smith, he was at a concert, or he was on stage, and he basically said that Tyler, the creator, is his best friend and is his boyfriend, and he wants the world to know.
And now, he's been his boyfriend his entire life. Is that what he said?
Yes, he did say
he's
that.
He's been his boyfriend his entire life. Tyler, the creator, is bisexual, number one.
I didn't know that.
Is he saying that shit? Because
he's bisexual.
He said that?
Yes.
Okay, so Tyler, the creator, is bisexual.
And he's much older than Jaden.
Because them niggas just be saying shit just to be saying it.
Why
sometimes.
Would you say that
That's
shit,
what I'm saying.
Though.
But even if you playing, they're, yeah.
Who you think Jaden was
don't
just
think
saying
they
that?
Playing.
I don't know.
No, he not playing. That boy... He's messing with that grown man.
Man.
Okay, so how old is Tyler, the creator? Around 30s?
Yes.
Okay, and Jaden is how old? Like 21?
Yes.
So when he said his whole life, do you think he fondled him as a child?
Some people are saying that, well, they're just trolling. They're just saying shit. But even if you play like that.
Nah, I mean, ain't no dudes. So you just going to play like that, Tariq?
No, I don't know.
No,
exactly.
No, this culture is different.
Yeah, we do have another culture. These niggas play like that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I feel old as shit.
I still don't see them playing, though. Even if they try and make it seem like a joke the way, like, Young Thug be doing.
Yeah.
The other dude, like, they try to make it seem like it's a joke, NBA Youngboy, whatever the fuck. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
It didn't
sound
like a joke. It sounded like he was really.
He was dead serious.
Dead ass.
His feelings was all in that little moment.
Nah, that wasn't a joke.
I'm like.
Nah.
But then, didn't Willow say she was like gay? Willow say she was
she
gay?
She said that?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that either.
She said she was lesbian. Ask Cheryl.
No, damn.
No, they know.
always thought that, I don't know about Will, but I know Jada strikes me as she may. I don't know if she does. I'm not saying she does. But if she does, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, it's nothing
like a
wrong.
Family full of bisexuals.
Oh, you saying, are you implying that no, there's some more?
No, I'm saying if, I feel like Willow said she might be gay.
Maybe that's where the swinger thing came from. Maybe
no, but
that.
They address swinging on the red table.
No, but maybe that's where the rumor came from. Maybe, you know, they're not swingers. See, like, I don't, you switch.
Right. See, the
it's
thing
technical,
is.
Technical, you know?
Because their situation might be something beyond swinging. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always been rumors that, you know, they, you know, go outside and they got little side pieces here and there and all that old shit.
Yeah, because that's not swinging.
That's not swinging. Technically, it's not swinging. Mm-mm. It's not swinging. That's why Will
that's
said.
That's open relationship.
Right. That's why Will was like, yeah, we're not swingers. So we're not swingers.
yeah, he made sure.
He really emphasized on that.
Here,
yeah.
She got her whatever
right,
she got over there.
Right.
Kind of like implying, but not.
Right.
But then that's what I'm saying. Like, for both of those kids to be sexually. They first of all, they very ambiguous, both of them.
Yeah, and you know we've seen Jaden with dresses
with
on,
with skirts on.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just
man.
I say that's good if you like. I love people, and I know it's hard. Just living your truth. If you are living it,
yeah, like I, be like Frank Ocean. I respect Frank.
I
Ocean.
I respect it if you can just be you.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
be you.
Wait
all
a
that
minute.
Lying.
So Tyler the Creator, this is
what? Because
so
I would hate for me to be dating a dude and then he's lying about his sexuality.
But that's what he's.
Well, you had
that
with Barney. You had that with Barney.
I'm not gonna never let her.
He's
Barney.
Never
that Barney
gonna
story
let
is the funniest
go.
Fucking
yeah,
thing
yeah, the
ever.
Guy was bisexual, but I didn't know it. That's why I said live your truth and let me decide. And the answer is going to be no. Be just be
right,
for me.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? If you are, that's fine, but that's not for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, that was traumatizing.
Man.
Go watch the reality show.
Yes.
Phil, did we put that part? We taped it, but I don't think we put
you
that.
You better put it in there because every part I told him not to put in there is in the show.
I can't remember.
I don't think we taped it, though.
Everything, I'm like, Tariq, don't put this in the show. It's in the show. Everything I said.
Yeah,
man, he made sure
of that. He don't care.
Man. Somebody said, ask Layla if she would let Roland Martin hit.
Hell, that's what random. Come on now. Really? Really?
Roland Martin.
Don't, you tried it. Get the hell out of here.
This some good pussy. Please. Bree, what else is happening out here in the news, dear?
So, congrats goes to America's real favorite couple, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade finally had their baby.
Absolutely.
Hooray. I'm so proud of them. I'm so excited for them.
So is it her? Is it actually like her egg and his egg? Or is it her egg and somebody else's? Or what's the deal?
No, I'm almost guaranteed it's her and her egg and his egg.
Okay, because you know if some people be switching it out. And
No,
whatever.
They just
okay.
had a surrogate.
Okay.
I didn't know you could do all this, switching it out and all of
that.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's what like lesbians and stuff do when they can't. Like, it'd be the woman's
egg. They not
egg.
A lesbian couple.
Yeah, but she's giving
what
an
if
example,
he got some
right?
janky sperm, though? Yeah. He could have some janky sperm that wouldn't work.
But they were trying to have a baby, and I think it was Gabriel, because he got, like, side babies and shit. You know, so he could have a baby.
Right, exactly.
So something going on with Gabby. She kept having miscarriages, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
So they finally got a surrogate. The thing that irritates the hell out of me about social media is that all of these people were wondering if she didn't carry the baby, why is she looking as rough as she's looking? Like,
what?
She's sitting around with hospital robes and her hair tied up. Like,
I was
kind of
thinking
work.
That too. I was kind of
people are so.
I'm
mean.
Like, why? Is she
why
looking,
y'all so petty?
You know, she's walking around, she's limping around like she didn't gave birth. I'm like, okay. I was kind of thinking that too because she was. I'm like. It was like Gabrielle Union just had a baby, and I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't never
just
see
saw
her
doing backflips.
She's in the bed with bags under her eyes with the baby. I'm like, okay, why is she looking rough if she didn't have a baby?
They literally had only a surrogate, so as soon as the baby came out, Gabby took over from that point. Like,
yeah, well, guess what? I know what happened.
There's no other interaction.
I got your back,
with
girl.
The woman.
I got your back, Gabby. What happened was the lady was giving birth and she was up all night in labor with the lady.
Yeah, she was.
Boom.
That's what both of them were.
I got your back, girl.
Okay. I love Gabby. I love her.
She probably
was
seeing the whole birth.
No,
you have to stay up for 18 hours.
You got to do the skin to skin. The daddy got to do skin to skin. Like, all of that matters.
Okay.
Yes. Wait, were you in the room when your kids were born?
Yeah.
So you seen the baby. You seen it come out.
Absolutely.
So you know. How that
absolutely
it looked crazy.
Absolutely.
I just remember my son's father was in the room and my mom, and the look on their face, whatever they seen down there, they made me scared because I had epidural, so I didn't feel a thing. But the look on their face was like, yo, what does it look like? I was so scared to look at my vagina. But like, because they're both of their faces just,
I
it was
that shit
indescribable.
On the video the other day. I was like, oh my God. Oh
yeah,
my
good goodness. Luck with that. I tried to do natural, but that didn't work. I was trying to be like, oh no, I don't want any drugs. It was like, look, lady, this is your last chance because once you hit this amount of centimeters, you can't get it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, never mind. Give me the
man. But shout out to, yeah. Did they have a girl aboard? What'd they have?
They had a girl.
They had a girl. Aww. Okay, shout out to them. That's a beautiful thing.
It really is. I'm so happy.
And I like Gabby. Gabby, you know, people give her a hard time about
Black
stuff.
Black love. I like it.
I like Gabby. I remember in the movie Bad Boy she was in.
I hope she's in the new one.
I hope she is in the new one, too.
That is my favorite freaking movie. Bree and Gabby.
Yeah.
The tag team.
Yeah. They just announced they're doing Bad Boy 3.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I hope they get it popping. And I hope they have Gabby in it.
I hope you guys cast it, too. But
get Gabby a hot comb.
Tariq, I'm so done
Listen
with you.
To me.
I'm so done with you.
And if you look at some of those early Gabby movies, look at Bring It On and the Bad Boy movie.
She
I remember
did had a little fro on the, top of
the back of her fucking neck.
No, that's
in right now, Tariq. Y'all talking about y'all need to be natural.
No.
And then
exactly.
The white man
no,
and the person had, come
she,
in
no,
the
she had tracks and they. They had her on that set, and nobody there really knew how to do black hair. That woman's neck was woolly as hell. Somebody should have laid down her fucking edges, and they were doing them big close-ups of the back of her neck. I'm looking at the movie. I'm like, all the fighting and all that. Then they had her. They did a shot of her in the back, and I'm like, What movie is this? Is this Hotel Rwanda? What happened?
I know what kind of dude you are.
Black man.
I'm like, they didn't have a hot comb. They didn't have a hot comb on the set.
We want y'all to be natural.
No, it wasn't. She had a weave, but she had a weave and a ponytail, and the edges weren't pressed. And I'm watching this shit on a big screen, and I'm like, okay, y'all don't see this? My fucking head ain't pressed in the back.
I know what Tariq is. I used to watch movies with a dude like that. He would be like picking at everything. I'm like, dude, watch the movie. And he's like looking at other stuff that does not even matter.
It was a big ass shot.
You
like
the most annoying person.
She need a touch up.
I'm looking
he's
at.
He's watching the movie.
It's taking me out the action.
Up.
It's taking me out of the
I
action.
Can't.
I'm like.
Her neck.
I'm like somebody.
The hair on her neck.
If they're going to bring it on, bring on a hot cone. Get her neck. It's not matching the
y'all
weave.
Y'all so petty. I would never go to the movie. Either one of y'all.
Yo, what did I do? I ain't even do shit.
No, I peep stuff like that. But I love her. God. I absolutely love Gabby.
After all that.
I love her. I absolutely love Gabby. They just gotta have.
Get a hot comb. I love you, girl.
If you're going to go natural, go all the way natural. All the front and all that should be natural, too. You can't have.
What you're saying.
You can't have three hairstyles. You can't have a weave, a wrap,
and
a fro. Shit.
Damn. Black men.
My
Lord
God.
Mercy.
Y'all be doing the same shit to niggas. Y'all be doing the same shit if niggas
y'all
don't
get
have,
away with way more shit.
If y'all hairline
y'all,
fucked up, that's a problem.
If a nigga got too much dirt on his shoes, y'all be like, oh Lord, I can't fuck with this nigga. I can't fuck with him.
Your shoes tell a lot about you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about out here though. People be having on some dirty ass shoes.
It kinda like the style a little bit. Like I knew a person that bought dirty shoes. They came dirty and they were like $200.
Damn.
But they
damn.
Came dirty. It was weird.
A lot of people out here wearing dirty
yeah.
ass shoes.
Yeah, they came dirty.
So, Layla, what else is happening in the news out here?
I thought this was kind of interesting of Nicki Minaj. she was at the People's Choice Awards, and she went on stage, and she was like, yeah, I want to shout out the designer who designed this dress, and I also want to give a shout out to Michael B. Jordan because he's going to be taking it off later. So she was basically shooting her shot. But this is the weird part, that she's actually dating a guy named Lewis Hamilton. He's a race car driver.
Is he white?
He's a British guy. No, he's black, but he kind of light-skinned, but he black. His name is Lewis Hamilton. He's a British race car driver, but that's supposed to be her dude. She's dating. So is it okay if you're dating someone, but then you're still, like, openly flirting, or is it because of the business she's in?
It's just,
cool.
I'm like, that was for TV.
Yeah, that's just TV.
So he know that's for TV.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
she's like, okay, babe, I'm about to flirt real quick,
yeah,
and that's it.
And then, but that's a low-key, like, if this shit don't ever work, that I'm at your head, bro. Yeah.
But how do you know when you're dating somebody, like, I guess it depends on each situation. Like, how do you know what line to cross? Because if that's not technically your man, that's why I hate those weird-ass gray areas. Like, it's not my man, but is it
is not my man.
But you know, Hollywood is funny because sometimes they'll pair people up just for the look, and you know they're not really dating
for the news,
right? For the news, they'll pair people up just like that marriage that Kim Kardashian had with that light skinned basketball player.
Humphreys.
Yeah, I think that whole shit was staged.
Yeah, everybody said
everything
that,
about that. They didn't have no chemistry. It was a big money bag grab. Everything about it looked phony and fake and contrived.
Yeah.
So people, and it made money.
Yeah.
You dig? And
where's he now? I don't know
where that nigga is. That nigga play for Canada somewhere. I don't know where that nigga is. Man.
Yeah, that was weird.
But anyway, Bree, what's happening out here, dear?
I wonder, do anybody still care?
Apparently,
I don't think people still care, but apparently, like, this is something that's a really big deal in the industry.
What?
So Lil Mama, excuse me.
Lil Mama.
Lil Mama is on this season of Growing Up.
Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm. Growing Up Hip Hop on ATL. And she keeps getting confronted with the fact that she ended up on stage with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
What?
Damn.
Like every time she tries to do something, she tried to go to the next level, want to talk to another manager, another agent, whatever she tries to do to level up, that she's confronted with that.
Mm.
And I'm just like, when do we as a black people let that shit go?
She's blackballed. Jay-Z blackballed.
Somebody to make some calls on her ass. That's what happened.
No, seriously.
It's horrible because Lil Mama is talented as hell.
She is talented.
She fucking bodied that TLC movie. She bodied it.
Yeah, she was
like, there was nobody that would ever did that better than her. But then, like, she just released a song.
Go ahead.
She killing with this song called Shoe Game.
Oh, it's dope?
It's dope as fuck. Like, she's spitting hard. Like, Lil Mama is fucking the bomb.
I think Jay-Z blackballed her.
Do you think it was Jay-Z?
Somebody made some calls on
her. I heard he was pissed.
Okay, goddamn. Trying to get this shit popping so I can talk, but shit. But somebody made some calls. Hold on. Let me answer the call, shit.
I'm like, just answer.
I know. What's up? Who's calling?
What up, dog?
What's up, friend? Where you calling from?
Detroit, man. What's the deal? This your boy.
What's going on with you, brother?
Nothing. What's good with you, ladies?
Hello.
Hey, what's good, bro? Hey, you heard the story about the cops out here down in the city shooting up the kid who killed the dog?
No. What happened?
Out in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. They, Guy was at his baby shower, and I don't know really what happened, but police dog attacked him, and he shot the dog, and they shot him up.
Damn, wait, so the brother who got attacked by a police dog, and he shot the dog, and then they shot him?
Yeah, they shot him up. He was 29.
Oh, damn. When did this happen?
Last week.
Oh, well, I'm going to look into that and see what's popping. What's the energy like out there? How are the people reacting to it?
Hey, it's crazy because the media is covering more of the loss of the dog.
Oh, my God.
They're really honoring the dog.
Hilarious.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I thought you probably would have been helped by now.
No, I mean, you know, there's so much shit popping all around the country. I mean, that's just one of the many, but I haven't heard that
Look into it. I'm sure it's gonna get to you.
All right, I'm gonna look into it, bro. But thanks for the call, bro.
You know it.
All right. Wow,
that's
fucked up. I gotta look into that. The phone lines was fixed last week, but now. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Flex, man? It's Big Frank calling out of Las Vegas.
What's up, Frank? How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing solid. What's going on, Bree Layla?
Hey.
What's up, Frank?
What's on
your
mind,
man?
Frank?
I got a situation I need your advice on, man, as the big homie.
Go ahead.
I'm going to keep it real quick as possible. But me and my lady, we got into it over the weekend. I left the house. Went to a success station, and I was sleeping in my car.
Yeah.
A fucking security guard came up talking that shit. I just told him I'll leave. It is what it is. But I told him, you know, I pretty much just lightly checked him. I ain't cussed him out. I ain't threatened. I just lightly checked him. Went across the street to the fucking Walmart, and this motherfucker called the police on me, and the police, they just surrounded my fucking car, pulled guns on me and everything. This motherfucker told him that I pointed a gun at him.
Oh, shit.
Luckily, you know, when they pulled me out, you know, they searched me. I ain't had no gun on me, and they just let me go. But that shit kind of fucked with me because I'm from Chicago. And I moved out here thinking it was going to be bad about the whole family out here. And I've been pulled over 3 times in 1 week, and then that situation happened. And I'm kind of like, I don't know if I made a good decision. And I was just asking your kind of insight on, like, you know, as many guns as we got, what do you do when the gun is on you?
Well, that's where we are, man. There's nowhere to run and there's nowhere to go. You can move around, but hell, Chicago and Illinois, they got the same shit popping out there. It's all over. There's nowhere in the country we can go to escape the white supremacists. That's all that shit is, man. And these people, they got a green light to call them folks on us, and they can make up any lie and they won't get punished. So that's where we are, and we got to start looking at it as a form of warfare. That's how we got to look at it, and no matter where you go, you're going to have to deal with that. So let's not move around here, move around there. We got to deal with it from where we are. Did you ever go back home to your lady? Everything good?
Yeah, because that was minor figure compared to that situation. So I went back home immediately, and, you know, we chopped it up. But me as the man, she didn't really have an answer, and I wasn't expecting an answer. She just wanted to console me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was just looking in within myself like, damn, I got to do something.
Yeah.
I got to do something.
Yeah. All right, but, man, you know, you be safe out there, man, and understand, when you go out there, when you step outside your house, man, you are in a danger zone. We got to understand that. Anytime we step out the house, we're in a danger zone. We're in a war. We got to start acting like we're in a situation of warfare. You understand me?
Got you, big bro. Appreciate it, man.
You be good. That was a situation. Yep. Let me turn the phones off. There was a situation in somewhere, I think it was in Cincinnati. This week, it was a white dude chasing a little black girl, a girl 12 years old. She was walking from a friend's house, walking home. And some white dude just started chasing her, talking about, come here, come here. So she ran in somebody's house, and, you know, they called the police. And I say this to black folks, do not have your children out by themselves under no circumstance. Don't have your children out at all. You got black children, don't have them out by themselves. I didn't let my daughter go out until she was like 18 by herself. I never let my daughter go out by herself. You don't let your children go out. We are in a war right now. Y'all better act like that shit. Anyway, Layla, what's happening in the news?
My greedy ass is excited about this. Even though
something to do with some food.
Some food. I don't even really eat KFC, but I might try it. I don't know how good it's going to be, but it might be okay. KFC is going to have chicken and waffles.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, they're going to have two kinds. One is just going to be like the chicken and the waffles, and one's going to be a chicken and waffle sandwich, which it's like a chicken breast between two waffles. One's going to be a sandwich and one's going
to
be...
Oh, Lord. This sounds like it's going to be so janky. Everybody's trying to do their little take on the chicken and waffles like right. Roscoe's.
KFC's original recipe with a damn waffle, that might be a
you
lick.
Think it might be... Either they get the chicken fucked up or the waffle fucked up. Usually yeah, when somebody... I've never seen nobody do a good chicken and waffles besides Roscoe's. And Gladys Knight. Gladys Knight's
that
chicken.
Bomb.
Yeah, that was good.
What Gladys Knight?
Gladys Knight. Atlanta.
And Atlanta.
No,
they had,
no.
Chicken would be good. The waffle would be janky.
Yes.
Vice versa.
It was kind of good with Gladys Knight. That was good. Nothing compares to Roscoe's.
Roscoe's
went down a little bit lately.
Really?
I went to Roscoe's.
Roscoe's the shit.
Oh, it's the one I go to. The one in Hollywood sucks right now.
The Gower, that one's cool. It's
the other one in Pico is good.
Yeah.
In the hood. But like the Hollywood one, the chicken was all greasy. Like they, you know that old grease how people try fried chicken in old ass grease? That's what it tasted like. I'm like, you fried this chicken in some old ass grease.
Man.
It was not good.
But I know, I think Mel's Diner, they got chicken and waffles, and it's like one of them Eggo waffles that they put in a toaster. I'm like, oh my God, this shit is horrible. This is horrible.
They gave you an Eggo waffle.
Man, yeah. I'm telling you, y'all think I'm bullshitting. Go to Mel's Diner.
I will not, and they give me an Eggo waffle.
Man.
That is not even Eggo enough waffle for man. Chicken.
I'd be pissed.
Man. So, Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Let me tell y'all. Let me just, another example. So, y'all know who Larsa Pippen is, right?
Yep.
Who?
Larsa Pippen?
Yep.
Oh, Scottie Pippen's ex, right?
Scottie Pippen's ex.
What the hell is going on with that shit?
So here's the story. Larsa, who cheated on Scottie with Future, made Scottie buy her a $4 million ring and apologize to her for her cheating, only to cheat with Future again before Scottie took her back. has now filed for divorce and wants half of Scotty's money.
Damn. She filed for divorce, right?
She filed for divorce half of his money.
God damn, Scotty.
What I tell y'all? What did I, every time?
White guys.
Oh, Scotty, you letting these white bros finesse you like that, brother?
Every time. All y'all do. Not you.
No. Are they out there in Chicago?
They're in Miami. Miami.
Scotty
in Florida. They're in Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Florida. What's up with Future and all these damn baby? Every time I see Future, there's a new baby mama somewhere. I get confused over the baby mama.
Don't use prediction.
My God.
He went in on Wendy Williams, though. Did you hear about that?
No, what
she
happened?
She was like, yeah, going to try to say he got more money than her.
That's a lie.
No, you don't.
Damn. Yeah, because she, Wendy Williams, you know, was talking about all media outlets do like we're doing, talking about him right now. He got mad.
But she had like a chart of all his baby mamas and who they didn't mess with. She went down the line. And she got a baby by Bow Wow, and she used to mess with Bow Wow. And
she was like, and Future gonna say, well, Wendy, I got more money than her. No, you don't. That's a lie.
Damn.
You don't.
Damn. Shout out to Future, man. I hope he gets it together.
Use protection, Future.
My
use
shit with all the baby mamas. Shit.
He clearly don't use condoms.
Man.
Come on, bro.
Anyway, what else is happening out here, Layla?
You know what? On a positive note, I swear my energy is so low. I think it's the fires. I'm really blaming it on the fires, guys. Like,
the nigger splaining never stops.
Random Spoon's idea later, too. No, just kidding. Shout out to Miss Beautiful Obama, Michelle. Her book comes out today.
Oh, okay.
It's called Becoming. Okay. And she basically takes you kind of like through the life of how she went to Princeton, went to Harvard Law School, how she didn't think Barack was going to win, like literally did not think he was going to win. She was like, yeah, I just thought he was going to run. And I'm like, okay, there's our chance. It's not going to happen. Like, she didn't really believe in it.
Oh, damn.
And she just kind of tells about her story about how, like, she has fears. Because people think when they put Miss Obama like on the pedestal, they think that she didn't go through anything. So people always feel like you didn't go through anything when you're finally there. And she just wants to let people know, you know, she went through a lot and she's telling her story.
I don't really feel like anybody thought a black man being president was even anywhere near possible.
She didn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. His own
wife.
So for you to be in that position, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's even more like.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
Now, look, I just saw something on Twitter. They made an Idris Elba doll. I'm trying to see what they made it
Idris
for. People,
Elba.
Yeah, Idris Elba. People in the chat room, why did they make an Idris Elba doll? Does he have a movie coming out? Are they using it to promote the movie?
He was the man's sexiest man
alive. Yeah, they called him the sexiest man alive. But there's a doll, and people are clowning the doll.
Why? What did it look like?
This is the doll that's supposed to be Idris Elba.
He looks saucy as hell.
Hold on, let me get the camera.
Where's his hair?
Oh my God, hold on. Let me put it here. Hold on.
That's fucked up.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to get my camera to go. Hold on. Wait. Where we at? Hold on. I'm trying to get my camera to. There we go. There we go.
Oh my God.
That's the terrible. Damn Idris Elba doll right here. That
he
nigga
looks like other actor.
It looked moist as fuck, man.
Yeah, that's terrible.
He looks saucy.
Who the hell is buying
swing
that?
Doll?
I know
on
what
that
the
jacket?
Hell. Yeah.
What would you buying, want that? Like, and what some, kid would want that doll?
That nigga has on some.
What adult?
Some,
wait a minute.
Some skinny mom jeans. God damn.
The big ass tucks in them jeans.
It's so not for the kids.
Where's his haircut? That annoys me.
That don't look shit like no brother.
It don't look, that don't even look like Denzel. You can't even pass that for Denzel. Like.
That looked like Jessica Alba. With them damn jeans high up like that. Shit, man.
Tariq, you should come out with a doll. I can see you having a
somebody
doll.
Somebody made a doll for me.
That
somebody
would be
did. Somebody.
So annoying.
I know.
And then it's like talk
sing.
Shit.
Sing and talk shit.
That would be funny. Calling people coons and shit. You're a coon. That'd be a great. There you go.
We're going to make a Layla and Bree doll.
Yes.
And we're going to. The Bree doll is going to have some removable titties with a kung fu grip. And the Layla doll is going to have some Rhythm Spoons and some water and a granola bar.
Like, I made it.
Layla be in here eating bird food.
I know, I said banana.
Man. I swear.
We didn't do a speed date, man. I just seen somebody do it. I seen Jess Hilarious and, like, I think her name's April, Amarian's baby mom. They just did a dope-ass speed dating event. It made me think of Tariq.
Okay.
And our speed dating event that we were supposed to do 2 years ago.
I know.
Man, that shit is going to be hilarious.
I know. We still got to do
that.
Where did they do it?
They did like a something in, it was actually in North Hollywood.
Okay.
And it was a wine because April does wine. Armand's baby mama, she has a wine out. So they did like, it was called wine and speed dating.
Oh, damn.
It was dope. I mean, I didn't go, but it looked dope. I mean,
why you ain't go?
I started to because I, you know, live in that area.
Yeah, you should have went and checked it out.
To go.
Found your husband, girl.
Oh, boy.
He was in North Hollywood that night.
I stopped looking. I'm literally a hermit at this moment, and I love it.
Man.
I do.
Man. Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
How do you go? Okay, I would like to know why Michelle from Destiny's Child and her husband Chad Johnson are a subject. I just want to know, like, why do they have so they act like interracial dating just started with this couple.
Right.
So I'm wondering what the hell he did to make this
the Trump supporter.
Yeah, because I told people you know
a Blue Lives Matter and a Trump supporter.
I told
right?
people about that in April, 7 months ago. I told people about that dude's family. About his views, he's a Trump supporter, Blue Lives Matter supporter, real suspect ass family.
Is this why they got the show? Do you think?
I think they got it, you know, because she, you know, they're milking the whole she used to be in Destiny's Child thing. You know, she's a gospel singer.
Yeah, that's true. And they never really let you real close to Destiny's Child for you to know anything behind the scenes. Yeah. So I guess she would be commodity.
Have y'all watched the show yet?
I watched little bits and pieces of it.
Me too.
What did you guys, I haven't seen it at all.
Well, there was something about. She brought up race. They were talking about race, then the husband got mad. Well, the fiance. He's not the husband. The fiance.
Got mad about what?
He got mad because she brought up race, and then she said, he was like, well, will you take your meds? And she was like, she felt like that was kind of a low blow.
Wow.
And then he apologized, and then she started trending because people are like, hey, your dude is kind of suspect, which I've already known that. We've already known
and
that.
And then you see clips of her, like, over-explaining, nigga-splaining.
Nigga-splaining like crazy.
Like crazy, what like trying,
mad
trying
nigga-splaining.
To
nigga-splaining.
What was cover, she saying about the nigga-splaining?
You know, because we grew up in different worlds, and, you know, I didn't know I would fall in love with someone that had a completely different total life for me, and, you know, you have to, you know, people grow, they do things in the moment.
I seen them on the Breakfast Club. I seen their whole Breakfast Club interview, which was pretty, you know, it was pretty deep how they met. He's a pastor, which I had no idea he was a pastor.
Yeah.
And she met him at like a convention, like a pastor. You know, they have those church conventions, and that's where she, you know, met him or whatever. But yeah, it was interesting how they met. He was kind of honored too. So I'm like, I was wondering, and I'm not saying because she's a beautiful girl, she seems cool, but I'm wondering, like, was he honored for the Destiny's Child?
I just feel like if there has to be this many conversations about race, y'all don't need to be together.
Exactly.
Because if it was fluent and it was real love, the conversation wouldn't come up unless, you know, y'all had to have that one conversation just to be clear. But for the shit to keep coming up, y'all don't need to be together. That's a disaster.
Once again, I want to ask you, Tariq. How do you feel about interracial dating? Because sometimes you...
You ask him every time come up.
No, because Tariq said it's okay as long as your other significant other is woke, right? But how do you really know? I can't do it. That's just me personally. I'm not even attracted to white men, so that'll never happen for me.
Yeah, I would say because I don't like to tell niggas what they can't do because then that makes niggas desire shit even more.
Right, true.
But just as long as you're not a coon and as long as you're getting your significant other, I say to undermine white supremacy, you know, that's when I give it a pass. But the thing is, too many black folks will start dating, or they'll start dating interracially, and then they start bucking their eyes and talking about what about black on black crime. Here's I think here's a clip of Michelle talking about doing some nigga explaining about her relationship.
Being out in public, social media is a whole nother thing. I've been called a bed wench. Someone said that I am ruining the legacy of my African bloodline. All kinds of things. He's been called all kinds of. There's been so many untruths out there, and
AKA lies.
As Aretha Franklin would say, lies, lies, and more lies.
Listen, if it's a racial thing from the outside, it's definitely a lie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Projected on us.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens, don't you agree that like a lot of people end up seeing us and projecting their own racial, you know, biases or concerns or whatever, and it really just is exposing them more than it is us.
But I think it has enabled Chad to learn more about me. And it's enabled me to learn more about him and where he's come from and just as long as I can say that I'm still learning and he's still learning, then I think that's it's a
nigga explaining. Just nigga explaining.
Oh, damn,
just
that does like, sound like a hella nigga explaining.
Just nigga
right
explaining. That's all it is. Just nigga explaining.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, she was just too choppy.
Babble.
Yeah, just babble. Just all
nigga
over.
Nigga babble.
Nigga babble. Nigga explaining. Just random shit. I've been called a bedwinch, but I don't know. I know.
She's talking about you.
I know. She's blaming me and my people for calling her a bedwinch.
I don't remember, Bree. Have you ever said you dated a white man? Or no?
I told you when I first came out here, I went on a random ass date with that white dude, and he tried to knuck a few buck on some black dudes.
Oh, damn. Damn.
You don't remember that?
I remember that.
I was like, look here, sir. Now you on your own. I'm not going to
fucking help me, Bree.
No, you going to swell up on these men if you want to. I ain't crazy.
Oh, Lord.
And that was the end of that.
Just went on one date with him?
Yeah, that was I couldn't.
You gave me your real name and everything. You didn't give me your club name and then?
No, I gave LaKeisha. My real name.
Come on, LaKeisha.
How was his game? Like, what was his swag?
You gonna let these niggas beat me?
He was cool. Like, his swag was hella, like,
like
cool
Justin Timberlake or like,
no.
Corny.
More like a black dude.
Oh, okay.
He had the swag of a black dude, but then when he started talking, I was like, oh.
Well,
oh, how's he talking?
Like you was just talking.
Like that?
Like bro and dude?
Yeah. But oh it wasn't God. Like as surfboardish. It wasn't that. It wasn't so
surfboard.
He's, hold on, bro. Like he about to hit a wave or some shit. No, it wasn't like that.
You didn't let him hit it, no, Bree.
Hell no.
You didn't get no.
First of all, the date was at Dave and Buster's, so pipe down. You ain't let him hit it. Hell no.
Lord, you done let Brad.
But you
smash.
Know what? That from that first day, he started asking, like, come over my house. Or telling me to come over his house or asking to come over mine. And I'm like, ain't nothing going on in my house. So,
yeah.
Ain't no dinners being cooked and no drinks being made there. So, that was the wrap. That was a wrap, though.
Yeah.
And then where'd you meet him?
At Dave and Buster's.
Oh, David. Okay.
Oh, you met him.
Oh, you met him.
I was
okay.
There watching the football game. Like, the Super Bowl, I think.
Oh.
And so we end up going back the next day.
Oh, damn. That's funny. I'm Bree over here getting it in.
She ain't had one.
Whatever.
Since,
I'm like, yeah, I haven't. I have not. He messed it up for y'all. I'm sorry.
Hey Bree. You look so fucking hot for a fucking black girl, dude. Oh, those fucking boobs. I love those boobs, Bree. I want to go on a date. Is Roscoe still open? I turned my music down for you, babe. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just imagine how that black ass is going to feel on my fucking face, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to eat your snacks, dude.
Just the thought. My mind is so visual. Just the thought of that is like making my fucking stomach hurt.
Like you can't even be serious in that moment. Like if I ever had somebody in my face.
You wouldn't let him eat your snatch, dude.
He would be like, you are real disrespectful. No, I would be dying laughing in his face. Like you cannot be serious.
White guys do be like, they love black girls though.
Yeah,
and
be weird
looking.
Like that.
It feels
creepy.
Yeah, because
I want
to
lay you down, want you to ride my face until you're
ew.
Like, what?
Gross.
I don't want to do any of
they
that.
They have all types of funny names for dick and pussy. Oh yeah, if I can get on my rod.
Ew.
You want to ride my rod, dude?
Gross.
Ride the baloney pony, bro.
Oh God.
I'm just curious.
How is any woman like that though? Like, where is that working?
You want this car, dude? You want my fucking car?
I almost just threw this water on him.
Hey, my cock is so fucking hard, dude.
God,
Lord.
I would have been ran out. That's terrible.
Lord.
I would not.
Super dry on black.
Okay.
Like, who's
what
doing it?
Talking about?
Man.
Gross.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Layla, what else is happening out here?
What is happening? Hold on.
Wait, did y'all see the senator that's running? The Senator Cindy?
Cindy.
Hyde-Smith.
Is that the one in Mississippi?
Yeah, that's running against a black man.
Yeah, she made that lynching comment.
If he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be on the front row.
What?
Yeah.
That is what she said. And she said it with her country tone.
Mm-hmm.
And she talking to a group full of white folks, and they all clapped when she said it.
Yes, she did.
It.
And they did a press conference, I think, today. And the governor came out defending her. Governor Phil Bryant
yep.
came out defending her, and then he started deflecting into some shit about black women getting abortions. Yep. He was like, let's talk about the 20 million black kids who get killed by abortion. I'm like, what? People are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That, and what? Yeah, like, we didn't just hear your ass blatantly say that.
About a lynching. And the thing about that Phil Bryant dude, he's a relative of a woman named Carol Bryant, Carolyn Bryant. Mm-hmm. Carolyn Bryant was the woman who lied on Emmett Till in the 1950s Whoa. And got a kid lynched. That's one of the most famous lynchings in the country.
That's the Carol Bryant.
That's the Carol Bryant. That's his relative, the governor of Mississippi. Wow. A lot of folks don't catch that. That's Y'all crazy. Don't catch that. Phil Bryant is kin to Carolyn Bryant. And they're talking about lynching right now.
On the news.
On the news on right CNN. Now. Y'all know how cold that is?
Wow.
That shit is heavy. That is heavy. Let me get another call before we get up out of here.
Get a call.
Yes, indeed. I know Layla ran out of stories and shit.
It was light in the news today.
Labor be, she be trying to play it off. What's in the news? This is interesting.
Hello.
Hey, baby, who is this?
Hi, this is Risa.
Hey, Risa, where you calling from?
San Diego.
San Diego. How you doing, Risa? What's on your mind?
Good. I have a question for the ladies on the show.
Go ahead.
I want to know how you guys feel about recently. I've been seeing a lot of articles, and then there's this show on YouTube called The Grapevine, where they're trying to promote black women dating bisexual black men.
Wow.
And it's almost like a fear mongering. You know, they're trying to convince black women that our options are so low that we need to start dating bisexual black men. So I wanted to know your guys' take on that, because the Grapevine show, they just did an episode about The Insecure, and, you know, in the comment section, they're calling black women biphobic for not dating bisexual men.
Wow.
So I want to know how Layla and Bree feel about that. Like, do you feel it's biphobic to not date a black man who's bi? Like, I want to get some other thoughts, because no one else seems to be outraged, and I'm kind of, you know.
Well, all right.
I want to know what y'all think about that.
We're going to look into that. All right, thank you for the call, dear. So what y'all, first of all, The Grapevine, they contacted me. They want me to be on The Grapevine. So shout out to them.
Yeah,
they want to have me on there.
I
want to
watch it now.
Yeah.
Is it, like a few people? How many people?
It's like people, I'm trying to understand the format. I think it's a group of people. They just talk about different topics.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so yeah, they hit me up, and I'm going to do, I told them I'd do it.
Yeah.
When I go to New York.
That'd be dope. Oh, they're in New York.
Yeah, they're in New York. Okay. They're in New York.
That's crazy.
But what do y'all think about that? Because that's something that people make it seem like, and they do that with men and women. They make it seem like if you don't date somebody who's bisexual or gay or some shit, that you're biphobic or you gay phobic.
No, it's not. It's just preference.
It's a preference. Exactly.
Prefer not to date a dude that has been with another dude. That's my preference. I have no problem with it. Get whatever you want. Do whatever you want. But I personally, that's not what I prefer. I don't care if you do it, though. I don't mind. I sound like the white people. I have black friends.
Yeah,
I have everything. I have bisexual friends. Yeah. I have gay friends. No, but seriously, I do. And I really don't care. I am just not attracted to that. I like men that just want to look at me, because I already got enough competition with these hoes. I don't want to have more competition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So me personally, I have no problem with it. I'm not homophobic, but I don't like that.
Do you feel differently about the man, though, if he is bisexual? Like, do you think you would be able to still respect him as a man?
Absolutely. Just not with me. Not my man.
Right.
But, yeah, I'll respect him, of course. Mm-hmm. But just not for me, man. Just not for me.
Yeah, it's not for me either. I'm sorry. Yeah, I feel the exact same way.
Yeah, and we got to watch people who even try to push that. That's some agenda that's coming from outside of black society. We got to look at that. That's some shit that's coming directly outside of black society, because they have this thing also. If black men don't want to be with a damn tranny, we're somehow homophobic. That's the new thing, too.
Why would you have to be with a tranny?
No, I don't want to be with no fucking tranny.
Who got shamed?
They did Genuine like that. Remember, there was a show that was like a Big Brother show or something.
Right.
And this white tranny was trying to come on to him and trying to hug on him, and he was like, "No, I'm good." Yeah. They're like, "Well, you're being homophobic. You're being, I'm a woman, and you're being transphobic."
No,
and I'm,
you're not a woman. Yeah. You're a dude, and I'm straight.
It could have been an ugly girl that he was like, "Ugh," you know what I mean?
Nah, but he knew it was a dude.
But he just because he doesn't like dudes doesn't mean that he's homophobic. It just means he don't fucking like dudes. Why does he have to like dudes?
Yeah, you're right. That's,
we're not.
And black folks, don't let them push that bullshit on you. They're trying to push that shit on you and try to shame you if you don't allow yourself to get raped. Because that's what that is. If somebody's trying to push up on you in a sexual way against your will, that's rape. And it goes both ways, nigga. And y'all look at it like that.
How do you feel about that? I feel like now it's so, like, mainstreamed. It's so, like, everybody, I feel like, is bisexual. Like, and I don't have nothing wrong with it, but it's just weird right now.
Because black folks pick up on it because we'll do anything that white people tell us. Anything they bring us, we'll latch on to it because they told us to do it and white is right. That's the only reason.
But then flip it the other way. So, like, should men feel a way if a woman is bisexual?
A lot of dudes don't trip on it. Yeah, it's a little different. It's way different from a woman. Because women can get their coochies licked by another woman, and she can be like, okay, I want some dick now, and it's cool. It's a whole different
thing. Y'all cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah, ain't nobody tripping on that. Women, all women have done that shit at least once in college or some shit. But if a nigga then bust his booty hole open for another man,
that is
that's a lifestyle choice. That's going to stick with that nigga. That's some shit.
I see.
Yeah, that's a lifestyle choice.
Right.
Yeah, because how do you come back from that?
You don't come back from that.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't come back from that because the nigga's going to want to do it again.
Right.
Yikes. You dig?
Right.
Yeah, that's a lifestyle choice. Yeah. That's a hard decision.
That's scary, okay? Yeah. I'm like, yikes.
And women, just think about it. Women, if a nigga told you, like, yeah, in college, yeah, I suck a little dick, it wasn't nothing. You'd be like, okay. Yeah, if a nigga say that, look, y'all gonna be like,
just playing and I jumped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what nothing?
Like dudes, we were the one. She like, in college, me and my homegirl played around. I played with her. We licked each other pussy. Nigga like, oh, shit. Oh, exactly. You know, we like,
oh, that's
we
cute.
Like, oh,
that's
damn.
Cute.
Oh, damn. I thought you were special. I love you. You know, but a woman, when a man say some shit like that, like, I busted open one time, nigga had me in the buck, and it was all right.
What?
You know?
Now I had you in the buck?
Yeah. Nothing about that shit sounds right.
Yeah, not for me.
Not for a woman to be like, hey, I want that nigga. You did?
But I heard, like, and I could be wrong, but I'm just saying what I heard. Like, that's why sometimes, you know, black men or just men in general, especially black men, but they'll, like, go to a white woman because they're like, they're more accepting of that, and we're not. Like, you know,
that's true.
Yeah.
They're more accepting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Kris Jenner knew Bruce the whole time she was married to him. She knew that man wanted to be a woman.
Yeah.
But she was cool with it.
Yeah.
And white women are more cool with that than we are.
Yeah.
I don't know what the connection is with that, why they are so more accepting, but I don't get it.
Yeah, they go.
I actually have a friend. She's not like my friend, but I kind of like know her. She's like an Italian chick. And we were talking, and she was actually saying that she would want to have a threesome with two guys. And I was just like, no, why?
Oh, damn.
And I said, well, what do you want to happen in that? And she said she wanted them.
But are you bringing this up because she's white?
Yeah.
Mm. I know black girls that want to have threesomes with two men.
Damn. Really?
Damn.
Yeah. It's just that's preference.
Okay. Unless it's more like white people are just more open with it.
Yeah, because I'm like, the black girl probably ain't gonna tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
She's probably not gonna tell you. She probably don't, because we so judgmental of each other.
Right.
She probably is not gonna say nothing until she knows.
So do you think we all black people are doing the same thing these white people are doing, but we're just more like low key with the shit?
In a certain respect, yeah.
Yeah, because look at how judgmental the entire world is on us, number one.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
we don't need no more problems.
On ourselves and then on each other. So I think a lot of stuff do get held back.
But a lot of stuff in white society, they be doing extra shit.
Yeah, they do.
They do extra shit. They won't
even. Two girls, one cup. Like, that's
far. They be fucking with animals and shit. Yeah. You know, that's some shit black folks don't do.
Do y'all remember that two girls, one cup?
Yeah.
And I remember the animal one.
The animal. Yeah, they got whole websites. You can't unsee some of that shit. There's whole websites. They be fucking pigs and frogs and donkeys and shit.
Letting dogs eat them out.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, black folks, we don't do shit like
that.
That's true.
Draw the line.
Yeah, we draw the line on that shit.
Yeah. Why can't just normal sex people?
Man. Anyway, let's get up out of here.
I got an idea.
What's Rhythm Spoon time?
Where to bail at? No. Oh, I think we should have family. We should have a Christmas party. It isn't Christmas party. Okay.
Layla's trying to get some gifts. It's just a way for her to get a fucking gift.
We should. You should throw it, Layla.
Okay. We can do
it. Okay.
That.
I said you. I'll put it.
I can put it together and then Tariq can finish it.
No, I know. No, I know, man. I'll be holding the damn bag. Lord. Anyway, Layla, what's your Instagram?
Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes, indeed. Should we have it here? A Christmas party here?
Oh, that would be dope. Oh, yes. Tariq, so you're biting. You're biting on the idea.
Yeah. We'll have Fatima be a big, tall elf. Fatima, come in. Say hi. Come in, Fatima.
Hello, Fatima.
Fatima got the jumpsuit on.
She got a whole little her navel hanging
come
out.
Come on in, Fatima.
Come
yes,
on
come on in.
Come on,
they want to see you, Fatima. Come say you. Hi.
Drop it like it's hot. Up in here.
Do a lap dance. She's still going to be your height.
I know.
Do a lap dance. No, I'm just playing. Come on, girl. Fatima, so boring.
I know. Fatima, come on.
Bring your ass in here. Well, your outfit is cute.
Yay. I got Fatima. Oh, trying to be tall and voluptuous and skinny at the same time. You skinny voluptuous. Hello.
Look, she can sit in my chair.
Yes,
we're
yes.
both in the same chair right now.
Yes,
that
indeed.
Is ridiculous okay. right now. That's
Fatima, what's your Instagram?
Fatima underscore Ming. FATIMA underscore MING.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And Bree, what is your Instagram?
I'm at Bree.ArieAriER. Follow me.
Yes, and I'm at Tariq Elite, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to get the Ism Angels yes. book right here.
When the album coming out? Me, Fatima, and Bree.
I know, I got to get y'all.
In the studio. I'm going to have to remind y'all.
I got to get y'all together.
We can rap, we can sing, huh, Bree?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Take me out. Yeah. Take me. Wait, could you rap? Could you rap?
Could you rap? You can.
Me? No, I can't. No, I mean, I could kind of rap a little. I used to be rogue. Remember I told you I used to be a rapper back in the day?
She said, y'all, Layla bring up stories like old ass man, like she forgot she just told us the story.
I know.
Y'all remember I told y'all I rolled my
y'all
hair like this?
Y'all remember I told y'all my name was rogue?
Somebody said, I eat Fatima like a sandwich. Nigga, stop. Y'all
God.
Thirsty as shit.
She's tall.
I know. That's a big fucking sandwich to eat
hold
up
her
on,
ass
nigga.
Up a couple times. Fatima, you 6 feet.
I'm tall, 5'11.
I went out with her one time and we looked so crazy because I'm so damn short.
You're a little midget. It's okay. It's
okay. Man, but anyway, yo, we won't be here next week.
Why not?
I'm going to be in Hawaii next week.
What you doing in Hawaii?
Hawaii ass.
What you doing? What in Hawaii?
I'm going to be out there at the Disney Hotel with all my goddamn bad
kids.
Oh,
yes. That's fun.
Because they're out of school, so we're taking them to the Disney Hotel.
Is that Thanksgiving in Hawaii?
Is that Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so no show next week, but okay. We'll be back after that.
Yes.
And y'all got to give us the name of a group that we should name these three. What
yes.
should be their
yes.
names?
Yes.
Getting
in the three times weave, like. What we
no.
need some
Afrocentric
Lord
three
no
they're like
me
no
me and Fatima like no
eeny meeny miny mo
no. Fatima ain't gonna never she gonna say no to every name
I know no, I, no.
yeah you
no,
know Fatima
no.
be like no
no
what we call no no no
I know
no yes, no
yeah,
yes.
no could you sing Fatima
yes,
oh okay
yes come on
go ahead
no. First of all, Bree gave me her germs last week, so I'm
still uh-oh, you still got to go
from
uh-oh.
That.
No.
So no.
Niggas
no.
whining.
Yeah, and she get her ass out of here and take her sweater off and be all sexy outside. Like, we don't know. Try to play
don't only want the air on. It don't even be hot
we can call y'all the new SWV, questions. A struggle with vocals.
No,
what should see. We call y'all? What should be the... I know. What should we call them? Y'all give us some names.
We'll be like a dope TLC for real. Cause I'll be like the rapper.
Somebody
I'll
said third
like,
string.
The Blazettes.
The Blazettes.
Three born again yeah. virgins. Y'all niggas stop.
What about Titan Rice? The three.
Butter Biscuits three. Y'all niggas are stupid in the chat room. Thick, tall, and skinny.
Thick, tall, and skinny. That might not be bad.
Breathe the hard way.
Oh my God.
Y'all need to start.
I'm
breathe
y'all
suck with these
triple chocolate.
Boo!
Neapolitan. We are three different. Me and Layla kind of the same flavor. It
yeah.
don't count.
What about
legs, thighs, and breasts?
Legs, thighs, and breasts. Oh, that might work.
So we're not taking this seriously.
No, we are.
It's basically what's happening right now.
I'm just
now.
Reading this shit that they're saying in the chat room.
See, I told y'all she gonna say
no
to everything.
Somebody said giraffe in the game.
Look, that's look, hilarious.
Stupid.
I told Fatima ain't fucking with y'all. She don't think none of this shit for me.
Anyway, let's get, we got to get out of here. All right, y'all. We're going to holler at y'all next time. Y'all Peace. Be good.